It's just politics.
Just politics.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
We are reinventing Michigan. Michigan is the comeback state.
Governor Rick Snyder, State of the State address.
I think we can agree that this was very much a re-election speech, filled with lots of good news of revenue surpluses, money for early childhood and schools, a little something for everyone, for conservatives who have not fully embraced this governor. Snyder joined the call for a balanced budget amendment to the U.S. Constitution.
And for moderates, he used the speech to try to quell some of the controversy that's been created within and about the Michigan Republican Party.
Publicly tonight, I'd like to make a call to all citizens of Michigan to ask us to have a greater degree of civility and respect towards others of different backgrounds and different views. The future of Michigan is dependent on having people understand that differences are a positive power, that we can find common ground, and let's work to bring Michiganders together, not divide us.
Make no mistake, though, that is not a call to all Michiganders. That is a call to one Michigander.
Indeed, that commentary directed at one Dave Ajima, the former state representative and current Michigan Republican National Committee man, who has become nationally famous
or infamous
for his commentaries on gays and lesbians, that they lie to get health benefits to treat AIDS.
Also, that Muslims have not contributed anything to American society. Really incendiary stuff.
Yeah, and a lot of Republicans say not only are Ajima's comments offensive, that they make it harder to elect Republicans.
Now, Snyder has not joined the call for Ajima to step down, and GOP leaders say there's nothing they can do under their party rules to actually remove Ajima, but I have to wonder, if Dave Ajima had made similar comments regarding other groups, if he had said the same things about Jews or African Americans, would he still be a Republican National Committeeman?
Dave Ajima and what he might have to say about whatever or whomever is just one thing that's outside of Governor Snyder's control as he prepares to formally launch his reelection bid.
There's the economy. That's big, huge. But also, who gets the lift as things get better, assuming they get better?
Right. Will Snyder be the beneficiary, or will it be Barack Obama? That's what Democrats want, because the president of the United States is a vessel, a political vessel.
The vessel by which his party is judged. Whether or not he's on the ballot, a president's popularity is an overwhelming factor in the prospects for every other member of that party running for something.
And that's why the Democrats' likely nominee for governor, Mark Schauer, would certainly like to see some improvement in President Obama's dismal job approval ratings.
Again, a factor Schauer can't control. And then there was this unforced error this week. The political news service MERS broke the story that United Auto Workers president Bob King is or was still casting about for a different Democratic candidate for governor, even as his party seemed settled on Mark Schauer. A tempest in a teapot, certainly, but this is not the sort of thing a candidate wants circulating.
Right, but after this got leaked, King quickly said he expects the UAW will endorse Schauer.
You know, this does speak to what I'm calling the Democrats' Obama quandary, or the Granholm Obama and maybe Hillary Clinton quandary. Democrats, especially here in Michigan, have grown used to nominating and electing groundbreaking candidates. There's a thrill factor in helping to make history. And this year, the Michigan governor's race is shaping up to be a couple of white guys from Battle Creek.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.